We have some massive news from some of the biggest altcoins in crypto that you need to hear about right now.
This is extremely important because it will affect your portfolio.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the BeanPod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the BeanPod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be bringing you the biggest news from some of the hottest altcoins in all of crypto. And I can guarantee you, this will affect your portfolio. So make sure to watch this episode until the end.
Look, we know you guys are busy. You're out doing your thing. You're Christmas shopping. You got your New Year's Eve parties and all that stuff. But there's been some really big developments over the past several weeks, and we need to bring you up to speed because it's easy to get lost in all the mayhem of what's going on in the crypto world. So we have a few projects we want to discuss today. Let's give you a very brief and quick rundown as to what's happening, why you should be holding it, or why you should be staking it, or maybe why you should be selling it.
Interesting. All right, let's talk about a few of the new launches that we've covered and how they've done. So my thesis in crypto bull markets is when you see a good new project that's launching, if you're in the pre-sale, just hold it. It's probably going to do well. If you miss a pre-sale, if you buy it right away, it's almost guaranteed money. Like, obviously, there's no free lunch in life. But, like, man, if you buy that on TGE right when it launches, it's going to rip. And we've seen that from Kip. You bought that, boom. It did, like, a 2X immediately after. You know, it'll come down, like, right away. You buy it, 2X.
Yeah.
We saw that with that Grass that launched a couple months ago. That thing did, like, a 5X from launch.
Yeah.
We saw that with PoseidonDAO. We saw that with almost every project that we've covered from launch. Then we've got like the brand new launches like MudoHub, DNA. All of these launches, they either go very well from the beginning, from the pre-sale, or you buy the dip. And it just goes back to our research. Like we're covering all these new altcoins that are launching in Q4 and in Q1 next year. We're picking the best projects. In bear markets, like, okay, yeah, like take your profits, get out of there. You know, you can buy the dip. But in bull markets, man, new launches, just buy and hold. That's what I think.
Yeah, I know you're right. And then we've also been really trying to highlight, like, you know, you mentioned Kip. Kip Protocol already had a business set up and already had centralized exchange listing set up, decentralized exchange listing set up. They have partnerships with our Argentinian and Thailand governments. They have 5 million plus users globally, 50,000 devs. So they already had all this stuff set up before launching a token. And that's what we like to see. And that's why it did so well on launch. And then you have Mudo Health, the DNA token. Again, will do extremely well from time of launch because they already had a business set up from 2017. They already have global partnership with Nestle and all these other, and the European Union and all these things. So that is what we've tried to identify, and those are the projects we like. You mentioned PoseidonDAO, that also did a 15 to 20X from launch. Like, congrats to the pre-sale individuals who got into that. Wellshare was another successful launch over the past month or so. It's also up 5 to 15X. So yeah, like you said, get in early on these projects the moment they launch. And during a bull market, it is a lot better, in our opinion, to be holding them because this is not the bear market.
Yeah. All right. So the next opportunity I want to talk about is one of the best risk reward opportunities, in my opinion, in crypto. And that is the AI agent space. So we've talked about a new token lately called Max. And what people don't realize is that Max is building what is going to become basically the backbone for the entire Solana AI agent ecosystem. We saw what happened with Virtual. Virtual's built the backbone for the base AI agent ecosystem, and it did like a 10,000X or something.
Sitting at $2.6 billion market cap.
Yeah.
Max is sitting around 15 to 20 million.
That's why we say this can do 100x, right? Yep. So not only should you be looking at the Max token, which is extremely undervalued right now because AI agents might be the hottest sector in crypto, but you also need to look at a ride chain because a ride chain has the backing technology that has built Max. And you also need to keep your eye on Distilled AI because Distilled AI is basically the ecosystem that Max operates in. Distilled AI is launching their token probably in Q1 of next year, incubated by a ride chain. So what we're looking at here is Max, Distilled, and Arai, all in this Arai chain ecosystem, all three tokens, one just launched, one's an OG one, which is Arai, one's going to be launching. We just talked about how well new launches do. So this is an area that you need to keep your eye on.
Yeah, Max is required. You have to hold Max and stake it if you want to participate in all these launches that will be happening on agents.land. And again, it's powered by the number one AI layer one protocol out there, and that's Arai chain. Mm. And just so the way it's all formulated and the super smart individuals who working over at Arai chain is, you know, that 3% burn of the Max token for all the transactions that are occurring, a whole bunch of the revenue is converted and put back into Arai, and then 1% goes to all the Distilled individuals as well. So those three tokens should perform extremely well over the next little bit because AI agents will be the next evolution for AI in general.
Yeah, for sure. Now let's move on to another red hot narrative that I think people, while it did do very well there, I think we're in kind of this like the cool down period, but it is going to heat up again massively next year. And that is the USA based tailwinds, the Trump tailwinds for crypto. We've covered this endlessly on the show, but we want to continue to drive the point home. The Trump administration is going to be so crypto forward, so crypto friendly. And that means that USA based crypto coins are going to have massive amounts of money flow into them. Whether it be because people are going to have tax-free gains on USA-based altcoins, whether it be the government themselves is fostering American-based growth. We know how much Trump loves America first. Everything made in America, right? There's not that many altcoins that are based in America. You have your large caps like XRP and Ondo, which are already performing very well, some of the best in the entire crypto game. But there's not that many legitimate small caps, and people are really overlooking a company like AxenDAO, AXDT, a legitimate small to mid-cap coin, which is based in America, has been abiding by all the regulations, is solving one of the biggest problems in the world, which is healthcare. And then we have this potential. What about RFK Jr. coming in? He is like this new wave science guy who's trying to solve the healthcare crisis in America. What better connection could be made than for RFK to link up with AxenDAO, which would propel this to a multi-billion dollar market cap?
Yeah, it looks like he's already trying to abolish these big pharma companies and get better transparency, better collaboration amongst all the individuals in the scientific community. I think that would be absolutely massive. And then when you look at that, the White House now has this new crypto AI role. You know, what is AxenDAO? Not only is it in the U.S. to benefit from these U.S. tailwinds from, you know, the tax-free side of things, but they also have a guy in the White House specifically tailored towards AI and crypto. What is AxenDAO doing? They have this Cure Ring, which is going to give you AI personalized health information to help you live a healthier, better, longer life. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they're already working with NVIDIA. You know, they're in the healthcare industry. Like, there's all these tailwinds here that should work out extremely well for AxenDAO moving forward.
Yeah, 100%. All right, the next thing I want to cover is what's going on with BitTensor, Yuma, and Sturdy Finance. So we've seen a massive push from one of the early OGs in crypto, Barry Silbert and Grayscale. These guys were buying Bitcoin when it was at $10 back in 2010 or 2009 or something like that. Like, these guys know the next trend. They made the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust, which bought the very bottom of Bitcoin and sold the top around when the ETF, right? Now, what they've done is their next big play, Barry Silbert has bet his entire crypto career on the next big thing in crypto, which is BitTensor. So they've made this decentralized AI trust, and not only that, and BitTensor, I think, is the largest component of that basket, but Barry Silbert himself, who is the founder of Grayscale, has started this new company called Yuma, which is specifically set up to grow the BitTensor ecosystem. And what's important about this is if you look at the portfolio of the Yuma company, they're only holding a few subnet tokens, and one of them is the number one subnet play, the number one ecosystem play, the small cap gem that we've been talking about, which is Sturdy Finance.
Yeah, when Barry Silbert created Grayscale Trust for Bitcoin, it was a way to bridge traditional finance into an emerging technology as Bitcoin back in 2013. Because trying to buy on these decentralized exchanges and all this stuff is extremely complicated, but real projects require funding. So that's what the Yuma portfolio is for. So to have Sturdy front and center there, and you know that Barry Silver is pushing T all the time, it only makes sense that Sturdy, which is now allocated over $130 million in user assets, has just made an integration with Ondo, which is going to help facilitate Wall Street 2.0. I mean, the writing's on the wall here for the BitTensor ecosystem, which is now has EVM compatibility, which is going to bring in a lot of new functionality from the Ethereum side of things. But it's also going to bring in the 60 plus subnets that is eventually going to grow to 1,000 subnets. So you have to imagine what's going to happen to the price of Tau and the DeFi side of things with Sturdy Finance.
Yeah, I still think BitTensor is going to become a top 10 crypto asset this bull run cycle. And what does that mean for Sturdy sitting at like a small market cap? We think that Sturdy can 100x. Speaking of 100x's, what do we think about the current position of Block Asset, Block Bet, and the Block Token?
Yeah, look, these guys are growing at an exponential rate right now. They're seeing millions of dollars being wagered. Come January, these guys will be buying back and burning the amount of block that is being wagered on their platform. So if you get 10 million, the exact figure is, like, say you have like $10 million wagered, 50% of that is going to be burnt. So they're going to be removing block. This is going to become one of the, like, a hyper deflationary token, and they're onboarding users daily, thousands upon thousands of users to this platform. So I think that is one of the biggest things that they've introduced to the platform to date.
Yeah, what I think is going to be important for the block token, which is still sitting at a small market cap, I don't know how it's still sitting there, it's so undervalued on Solana, is that the price of the token, the price of the block token, is now going to be directly linked to the performance of the casino and sports betting platform BlockBet. So the more people that are using BlockBet, the more people that are gambling on BlockBet, the better the token is going to perform. It was not the case previously.
Yeah.
But with this new mechanism, it is going to be the case. I think this is the catalyst that spurs Block, the token, to a 50 or 100x.
And the next catalyst for Block is Block AI. They've kind of hinted at, you know, integrating artificial intelligence into the sports betting platform. That has not been done or is seen before. Mm-hmm. So the untapped potential here for personalized game recommendations and all these other things is going to be massive for block holders.
For sure. So now when you're talking about crypto, you know, we always talk about projects with utility and stuff, but you still have to keep your eye on the meme coin sector. I think it's very quiet right now, which, you know, if you're looking for entries on meme coins, this could be kind of a good time, right? Because like meme coins were so hot there in the summer, everyone's saying meme coin super cycle. Well, projects with utility have taken the forefront and have pumped a lot lately. But if you're looking for entries on meme coins when no one's looking at them, that's kind of the time when you should be looking at them, right? So when you're talking about meme coins, we covered Floki on this show about a month or so ago. And the big news coming out of Floki is they actually have a massive catalyst that got pushed back. It's the launch of their Valhalla game. It was originally supposed to be in November, but they pushed it back to Q1 2025. So if you're looking for a legitimate meme coin token with an actual ecosystem and a huge catalyst, which is the launch of their legitimate game Valhalla, look at Floki, which has Valhalla launching in Q1 of 2025.
Yeah, that received a massive marketing push from the UAE, from India. They also have a brand ambassador, the Mountain from Game of Thrones. So that's really cool. It's kind of like a meme coin that's actually now turned into an entire ecosystem. Yep. And they just also launched a Floki debit card. So it allows users to spend their crypto assets at millions of places that accept Visa and MasterCard.
And then the last thing I wanted to cover was, you know, at the start of the episode, we covered all these new launches and how well they've done. So we do want to give an update on one of the latest pre-sales that we did, which is Antix. We went through a couple of rounds of that. Antix is one of these like AI agents, digital twin, really, really cool technology. They've worked with the likes of Game of Thrones, FIFA, been building this technology for a while. The spot looks perfect for them. They just released their latest holographic screen prototype, which looked really cool. The first round sold out almost immediately. And through the second round, they've raised $2 million. So the amount of interest in the Antix presale has been immense. So what I'm looking forward to is the launch of the Antix token in Q1 of 2025. This could be the next huge AI winner.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I think you should also be paying attention to what Trump is buying. He's been buying up, he's gone on a $45 million buying spree lately. I think that's an important wallet to keep track of, is that World Liberty token, because he bought a bunch of Chainlink, bought a bunch of Aave, bought a bunch of recently Ondo. So
keep Axendow.
Yeah, maybe some Axendow. Who knows? We'll see. Because it is a US-based company.
Exactly.
But so that's pretty interesting to see. And just so you know, like all these projects that we've talked, like Ondo, when we first talked about it, has done a 10x. Axendow has done a 40 to 50 to 100x. Wellshare has done a 30x. all these projects we've talked about have done pretty well. So I think our research is on point.
100%. In a bull market, you just want to find good projects, buy them, and hold them. This isn't financial advice. I'm just telling you, this is what we do. This is how we are making money. And it works. It is a proven strategy. In a bear market, you probably want to trade a little bit more. In a bull market, find good projects, buy them, and hold them. Don't overtrade, or you're going to leverage yourself out and you're going to waste a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Absolutely. Hey, make sure you guys tune to the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.